So my name is Milena Nachkova. I work at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. And I have been working quite a bit in developing and evaluating health-related quality of life measures, so I have quite a bit of experience in assessing measures and scales, and that's how I got involved with this piece of work, which I'm going to present today. It is part of a bigger project, but I will focus today on talking about the reliability of a rating scale that measures the severity of adverse healthcare events. It was a truly interdisciplinary team, and I want to acknowledge that every member of the team had kind of diverse and different expertise, and everybody made a very important contribution. But as you can see, it includes members from six different organizations and with very diverse backgrounds. So I am going to try to do justice to the pieces that everybody did, but bear in mind my expertise was mainly in doing the psychometric analysis of this. I have no disclosures to make in terms of conflict of interest, but I want to acknowledge that the work that I'm presenting today was funded primarily by a contract with ARC, and also some partial salary support was provided by an NIH grant. So the focus is on the revised ARC harm scale. Just a brief review of what the scale is doing. It is intended to reflect the harms to patients after all curative intents have been applied after hospitalization. The scale has two dimensions. It is measuring harm. It is measuring harm severity and harm duration, and they're kind of measured independently. And the harm severity ratings vary from death to no harm, while the duration is basically designated as permanent or temporary. The larger project was focusing on actually evaluating the validity of the scale when applied to all common format type of adverse events. And the intention that this scale was developed for is to be used as a source for classification of severity and prognosis of adverse clinical events reported to the National Patient Safety Database. As such, it is really important to understand to what degree ratings coming from different people and different organizations are really reliable. So what is the inter-rater reliability of this scale? And we wanted to describe the variations in this variability by clinical case type, by the different levels of severity or harm, so the different response categories or rating categories in the scale. And we also wanted to examine whether rater specialty and level of experience would be meaningful and significant contributions to any errors or variations in reliability. In addition to that, we wanted to make sure that we are examining and focusing on trying to really isolate what is the contribution of each of these factors on the measurement error. The data that we used was 50 adverse event case descriptions. There were two approaches that you can use to select these 50 adverse event case descriptions. One was to say, okay, we want to make sure that each rating is equally represented, but we used a different approach. We said, well, yes, that would give us probably a better sense of each rating, but this is not going to reflect the real-world distribution of how often each of these event is occurring. So the five adverse event case descriptions were selected to reflect more real-world distribution of each of the events. All eight common format case types were covered, so they're listed here. And as we had 50 events for each eight common format types, there were basically 400 cases that were reviewed by all of our raters. So who are our raters? As we wanted to evaluate the impact of clinical specialty and level of risk experience, we really made sure that we represented diverse groups of raters. We included three physicians, three nurses, and three pharmacists as our raters, and they were selected to have low, moderate, or high level of experience in terms of how many years they have been working in the field. It is important to note here that all of our raters did receive training before doing the rating. So there was a specially designed training to explain what the scale is, how the ratings should be done. So bear that in mind when I'm presenting the results. We use two different approaches to analyzing our data. The first one is probably more familiar to many of you. It is inter-radar reliability analysis. The only difference is that we used free marginal multi-radar kappa. We did that mainly to avoid problems that are happening sometimes with data where you have certain imbalances in the margins, and it happens when you have some of the ratings occurring less frequent than others. So if you think, in our case, death was not a very common outcome, so there were very few cases of death ratings or some of the other conditions, and as a result of that, you can get really lower estimates of inter-radar reliability. The free marginal multi-radar kappa solves that problem to some degree. So we used the kappa, and we evaluated the inter-radar reliability for each common format domain, and then we did separate evaluation for overall agreement among all the radars by domain. Then we did it by response category, and we also examined it in the interdisciplinary agreement among the different specialties. And finally, we also do actually pairwise comparisons of agreement by specialty within the level of experience and of level of experience within specialty. So a lot of iterations and looking at the data in different ways. The other approach that we did was using generalizability analysis, which, unlike inter-radar reliability, gives you not so much a response of how well raters agree, but it's trying to dig a little bit deeper and try to identify the sources of measurement error that are contributing to the observed unreliability. In our analysis, we use the rater specialty and experience as fixed facets in the separate analysis, and we conducted a variance-covariance matrix analysis for each of the rating effects. Okay. Because I described so many inter-radar reliability results, when I started doing the presentation, I was struck by the fact that I could not possibly present all the values here. So what I'm going to present is basically a summary of the key findings, and I'm using the meaning for each of the values that we observed. These are the corresponding kappa scores for very good, good, moderate, fair, and poor level of inter-radar reliability that were applied in the following slides. So the basic finding was that the scale has moderate inter-radar reliability across all case types and radars, but probably the bigger headline was, yes, it was moderate overall, but there was really a lot of variation across by case types and by radar specialty. When we looked at the inter-radar reliabilities for the two dimensions, harm severity ratings ranged between fair and good, while the duration ratings were moderate to good. So on the surface of it, it looks like duration of harm was more reliable of the two dimensions, but keep in mind this dimension also has fewer rating categories, so this is not that surprising. Agreement by the response category for severity and duration type varied quite a lot by case type, but the thing that jumped really out of the data was that the mild category in severity had really lower inter-radar reliabilities in five of the case types. This probably requires further work, but probably one of the explanations is that mild compared to moderate severity may be very hard to differentiate, and probably raters have different evaluation of what that means. And the unknown category was really pretty rarely used. The interdisciplinary agreement was fair to good for physicians and pharmacists and slightly better among nurses in this analysis. But the level of rating experience did not seem to produce any consistently higher reliability. So it didn't matter whether raters were very highly experienced and had many years in the field or not. It kind of was all over the place. The generalizability analysis results, which we tried to dig a little bit deeper and get answers on what are the sources of these variance and how much of it is true case differences and how much of it is really due to radar and other factors, suggested that the majority of the variance was really reflecting true case differences in harm severity. And you can see that this is true for both when we used experience of the raters as the fixed facet and the specialty as the fixed facet. And as you can see in the first three rows, which are reflecting the effect of the case type on the ratings, they explain much higher proportion of the variance than the effects for the rater or the interaction effect between the rater and the case type. So this was good news. When we examined whether there is different differences by specialty, it seemed here that pharmacies were slightly more consistent. And this is a little bit different than the previous findings, which suggested nurses a little bit more consistent. But the differences really seem not very important. And in addition to that, this analysis used less of the data because we had to throw some cases due to missing data, which this analysis could not handle. The expert raters were slightly more consistent than less experienced raters, and this is consistent with the previous results, only here it's a little bit more clear, and once again, this uses less data. And probably this is the most interesting slide, which is demonstrating the level of agreement for each of the categories. As you can see, for the rating of death, there was almost perfect agreement when a different number of raters were providing ratings. But for the mild category, and this is confirming also what we saw in the inter-rater reliability analysis, there was much more variations. And what is probably more important is that these lines represent ratings by 1, 2, 3, 6, and 9 raters. So where you see the most variations and the most error is if you only have one rater. The accuracy gets improved dramatically if you have two raters providing information for your scale. So in conclusion, the reliability for the scale is moderate. Most of the variance is due to the case type, and rater stringency, specialty, or level experience have much weaker influence, but the way to improve that is to use two raters in each site if a better a better reliability of the scale is to be expected. So kind of a mixed bag of news, but it is not inconsistent with previous analyses of similar scales and of the previous version of the scale. And with this, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I don't know if there's time for any questions. No. Thank you.